sad week. What were your thoughts on Eric then, too?
I mean, Eric's a great teammate. I've been with Eric, you know what I'm saying, through a lot of things. We both went through Eric through my knee surgery, and he was right there by my side. So I know Eric's a good person, a great person. If he can do it, anybody can do it. I know, I mean, good thing we found it earlier, and then he can go. He was happy about it, you know what I'm saying, about this journey he about to go through, because, you know what I'm saying, he one of the toughest person I've been around. And, I mean, what a great person, to, you know what I'm saying, to go fight this.
He's missed games this year with injury already, but this is obviously different. And Coach Reed just told us that he, when he found out his condition, he asked if he could play on Sunday. But not having him out there on Sunday or the rest of the year, I mean, I imagine he will still have quite a presence.
Oh, yeah, I mean, just not having EB knowing that he's going through that. I know we probably dedicate the game to him as well, you know what I'm saying? EB one of the biggest part in his franchise to come in and help us go to the playoffs a couple years. And, man, just having him gone, his presence gone, I mean, it's sad as well. But I just want him to have the best health in the world right now. I want him to get himself better. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about the games right now. I just want him to be okay so, you know what I'm saying, I can see my friend forever.
Jamal, if I can ask you a little bit of a football question. Talking about tough guys. What's up on Anthony Sherman?
Yeah.
When your number's called in that red zone, and you know, just talk about what it's like having him paving the way for you.
I mean, having Sherman on my team is a great, because he's a great blocker, he's a great teammate, he's a great leader. He's becoming a vet guy right now, and Sherman, he's a leader on special team as well. But right. Sherman sometimes just want to be in the game sometimes, and he just want to hear his name call and to go in the game. And to have Sherman blocking in front of me, I feel so comfortable, and I feel confident when I go in the game when it's called a run play when Sherman's in front of me.
What's the urgency like, given what's at stake Sunday night?
I mean, our season's not over with, you know what I'm saying? It's the last part of the third quarter of the season, you know what I'm saying? Our goal is to hopefully finish 3-1 this third quarter of the season before we go in the fourth quarter. But we playing at home. What a great environment to be home playing against a division team. I mean, it's a we know we gotta win this game. This game is a go out there and get it win this week. So, you know what I'm saying? We know we're going to have a tough challenge with the Hall of Fame and a great defense coming in the town. So, I mean, I think we up for that challenge this week. We happy that we can go out there and we control our own destiny right now.
How much does it help, the fact you've had such a sad week, but it being able to go back to football and just think about football?
I mean, that's the fun thing about life. You have sad stuff and you got a lot of emotions. But when you step on the field, you know what I'm saying, you got stuff to leave on the field and go out there and take all the angry stuff out on the other opponents. So, I mean, it's been a long week for us, but you know what I'm saying, we happy to hear about Eric early in the week. And the stuff that I heard about the kid, I mean, it's a lot going on, but at the same time, we got to start to get focused, and we got a big game this week.
What are you going to get out of Denver?
I mean, Denver's a great team, you know what I'm saying? They've been winning the division for the last 2 or 3 years, and that's what we're going to get out of them. They're going to come up here and give their all. I mean, last year, we thought we had them, but we just didn't finish. So, you know what I'm saying, we just got to come out and play our hardest and see what they're going to bring, because, you know what I'm saying, They've been beat this year, so I mean it's not like they're not beatable. So we can beat them.
Thank you.
Thanks, Max.
Thanks, Jamal.